Can you believe how ignorant? So you think that you can blow all your body into pieces and keep your thing? Where is he going to get the blood to work with? You just... You know. You're going to get seven virgins in paradise? And you can't handle one here, you need Viagra. Yeah, talking tongues. First of all, even the virgins will kill you over there because none of them are going to be watching you with the other one. I'm waiting for their turn. Yep, right. They'll be telling you, we need to look, choose one of us. Amen. And that's all you're going to get. Is it not the same women? Amen. They haven't changed. They don't plan to change. Particularly the American ones. I know them all. I've been here 40 years. Yeah. They be smiling and all of that. But look like you're interested in another woman. She will talk about her like she's a devil from hell. Not even a human being. Watch out. And run it. Yeah. Are you going to handle seven in paradise? I said, what foolishness. But what's the joy of a resurrected life that when I cross over, I won't be dealing with all this mess? Who cares? Who will be sleeping with who? You are in the presence of Almighty God. Life everlasting. Glory. Joy eternal. You think you're going to need sex? You are.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You will have the ultimate orgasm in the presence of God.
Amen.
Satisfied.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I'm taking another offering when I finish. Watch. Years ago, you know, there's some things I shared in the early days and they went from me. But now as I pray, the Holy Spirit is bringing them back. Here's another one that just came back to me. God asked me one day when I was praying, he said, now, do you know why the angels and the creatures around the throne worship forever and ever? He said, you guys believe that they're programmed to do that. Because you don't understand. He said, they're around the throne. And every time they look up at me, they see something they've never seen. And they bow down again. And they get up, they see something. So you find them doing this forever and ever. Because your Father is inexhaustible, all powerful. Oh, glorious. Hey, and every time you look at him, you come alive again. Watch. That's why the Apostle John wrote. He said, beloved, we do not know what we shall be, but we know that when we see him, all you need is to see. You're talking about which virgins? None of that mess is coming here.
Amen.
So when you see him, you will be like him. For you shall see him just as he is. And you worship forever. That's why I say that this is our greatest celebration. That God took the extremity of man and made light of it. But watch. I keep explaining to people the reason you argue all the time and fight all the time is because you don't know that what you're going through, the Father ordained. The reason Jesus didn't have anything to say is because he knew the Father approved this. He said, there's nothing. He said, you have no power over me. There's nothing you can do. Pilate said, don't you know I can free you? He said, oh, no, you can't. The decision was made from above. So that's why he never said anything. They were falsely accusing him. He said nothing because the Father approved it. The Father approved it. So he had nothing to defend. You can't argue your way out of this. You just know. He said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. The Father set before him who he will become.
Yeah.
Need to remind you that Jesus Christ did not die for him to overcome Satan. The demons were crying when they saw him. No, he died for you and I.
Yeah.
To overcome Satan. That's what resurrection is about, beloved. Go and tell every devil warring against you, he is risen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The grave is empty. That's why I'm a son of God. That's why I have faith. That's why I believe that angels are accompanying me no matter where I go. That same thing that TSA agent saw in New York. He said there was a light sitting on you and you were shining. You know, he's like, I can pick you out of the whole crowd.
Amen.
Who are you?
Glory.
So I was watching you the whole time. It's like a light going among all this darkness. And she desired that I will come to her. And God made the lion fall so I can go to her.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
If a TSA agent can get prayers answered on the job, how many breakthroughs are you leaving this service with?
Amen.
I told you something happened to you. You're going to see what happened to your prayer life. You're going to see what happened to your worship.
Hallelujah.
You receive Zoe.
Glory to God.
Let us, as the book of Hebrews commanded us, he said, let's go and meet him outside the camp. Let's go looking for him as these women did and encountered angels. I love another gospel. He said that now. The women came and went and reported to Peter, and then Peter ran.
Mm-hmm.
And John outran Peter because he was younger. Hallelujah. Senna, when John got to the tomb, see, you ran, but you don't have the courage to get in. He said, and Peter came and said, man, please. And went in there. John Hagee said that the way the napkin on Jesus' head was wrapped and set in a corner is the greatest testament of resurrection. If the people stole him, they would have carried him and the napkins. He rose up, unwrapped himself, wrapped up the napkin, and set it on the side. So you know he did it himself. Glory to God. You see now? So they came. I'm trying to show you why revelations come to people and they don't come to others. Because Peter and the rest of them didn't come out before the women. They ran to that tomb. All they saw was that Jesus wasn't there. And they saw the cloth and all of that. And they left. And after they left, the women looked back in the same tomb and saw two angels. One on where the head was supposed to have been, and one on the foot. But Peter didn't see anything. John didn't see anything. You see how it happens? Mm-hmm. You attend the same service, and you hear people talking about it, and you wonder. You hear people are shouting, and you're looking around. You wonder, why do they keep passing you by? Why aren't they touching you? You see people crying, and you feel nothing. What is that thing? What are they telling you? You don't have a hunger for me.
Amen.
You don't desire me. You're doing your church thing. That's why I keep preaching to you ladies. You come to church and Satan continues to distract you. Instead of worshiping God, you keep watching to see who your husband is looking at. So you are lost even in church. You don't know that Satan is trying to take your soul to hell. I'm not telling you these things because somebody told me. I pray in tongues and lay before God, and all of a sudden these things will just come to me. And then when I get up, I start talking about them. Don't ask them, well, did you talk to him? I'm telling you where I got my information from.
Amen.
Don't get yourself in more trouble than you're already in.
Amen.
Glory.
Is God warning you? Say, don't let me come down there. I can borrow from Dollar Party. So I got my Bible belt. I'm going to whip you in line. When secular musicians are now warning the liberals, say, God said, I've had about all I can have. It's up to here. Now you want to force, you know, people to accept your devious lifestyle. So today you're a woman. Tomorrow you're a man. So if we did that during COVID, what would have happened? Who are you? Have you been vaccinated? No, I'm identifying as vaccinated. That's the way you do it. So today you're identifying as a male. And then tomorrow you're identifying. Okay, well who are you? They. Okay, how many devils are accompanying you? Because that's the only way you believe that you are they. You have demons. You have multiple personalities. But when God delivers you,
amen.
When Jesus resurrects in your life,
amen.
You know who you are.
Amen.
You're not a woman by your body parts. You're a woman in your spirit.
Amen.
And I'm telling all these fake women, you can pump all the hormones, get the breast, get everything. But in your spirit, you are still a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Did you see the one they put in the women's prison? And he got 3 women pregnant. I thought you said you were a woman. No, you thought you were a woman until you saw a real woman. And you came back to life. Hallelujah. Even Doc is looking sideways. Doc, look over here. So they transferred him to a male prison. Foolishness. The heavens declare the glory of God.
Yeah.
The firmament his handiworks. Day unto day utter a speech. Night unto night show it knowledge. So there's no language. There's no nation in which their voices are not heard.
Amen.
We are sons of God and we are supposed to get up and testify.
Amen.
If we don't testify, they will run over the land. Now they're telling them in Canada, you can't even say what I'm saying. They've shut your church down. Don't worry. One day, a Canadian pastor will reach God. You shut his church down, and you and your family will not wake up.
Amen.
And then the people that are related to you will run back and change the thing immediately.
Amen.
It's like when one rebel against me died, and people started saying, this must be witchcraft. God said, now come and warn them. If you call the Holy Spirit a devil, He said the amount of people that will die will shock America.
Amen.
I don't know what's going on over there, but I pray that sons of God will arise up in Canada.
Amen.
I don't believe that anybody can shut me down without consequence.
Amen.
I will get up and make a decree. If God called me, you cannot live. I'll give you 10 days. You will leave this earth except you open my church back. I will never accept it. It's either you're dead or I die. Let the gods go to war. Hallelujah. Come on, give me E flat. He is Lord. He is Lord. He hath risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You are my Lord. You're my from the dead, and you're my Lord, and my knees shall bow, and my tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. One more time, he's Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall be a better service. There can be another one better than this for you to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Or to make a recommitment. Maybe you did say the prayer before, but then you went away doing your thing. But you've come to this service. You witness his glory, his power. You know he's alive. Maybe today is the day for you to return that commitment to him. If you'll be bold enough to stand up and come down to this altar, God will reward your humility with a blessing. Hallelujah. I'm going to take that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Come. Come. Come on, you guys need to get up. Come. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Keep coming. Keep coming. Hallelujah. Come on, what are you all sitting down waiting for? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody else. You feel that the presence of God is drawing you. Come on down. Come on down. Come on down. Hallelujah. Come on, get him now. That's a man. In Jesus' name. Come on, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Who else? Don't leave this meeting. Don't leave this meeting without turning your life over to the Lord. Don't lose the blessing you received today. Don't lose the fire God put in you. Don't lose the holy unction He restored in your life. Make it a Resurrection Sunday. Tell everyone that the Lord Jesus has risen, and because of Him, you are alive. Hallelujah. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of His countenance and give you peace. I celebrate the victory of the Lord in your life. May your testimony come forth. May your breakthrough manifest. May your victory come in this season. In the name of the Father, Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, and the redeemed of the Lord, shout an amen. Shout hallelujah. God bless you. Have a great day.
Beloved, we celebrate resurrection with you. We celebrate the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can cause dead things to come alive. It doesn't matter what has died in your life. This is the season of resurrection. The grace to cause dead things to come alive is here, even on this broadcast at this moment. Come on, put your hands on mine. Father, thank you. Let resurrection transfer. In the name of Jesus, we decree life. We decree life. We decree life in Jesus' name. We command every dead thing to come alive. Dead dreams, dead businesses. I heard that 2 or 3 times. I command your dead business to come alive. Okay? But the Holy Spirit said, forgive those that didn't pay. Forgive those that did you wrong. Let that bitterness go from you and resurrection will take place. Miracles are happening now. Their relationships come alive in Jesus' name. Receive in Jesus' name. Come on, give your heart to the Lord Jesus. Give your life to the Lord. You've made this commitment and fell away from it like those that came to the altar. You can do yours this morning. It's not an accident that you're hearing me or listening to me. It's God that arranged it. I am just your point of contact. Receive. Receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, blessed be God forever. Amen. And amen. Sunday morning is only 2 days away. Find your way to Resurrection 6605. Resurrection Way. It used to be Mall Boulevard, but it's now Resurrection Way. Union City, Georgia. Put it on your GPS. Find your way here. 10 a.m. Join the celebration of resurrection. We believe God for miracles of resurrection to happen. For yokes to break. For things to turn around. That's your appointment with destiny. Well, you fired off of a job and now you're depressed. You can't find another one. You need resurrection. Forgive them. Hallelujah. Sometimes these things may take you a while. I know one of our members here lost a 6-figure income job. She was giving testimony. They were telling her, you know, she even deserves to make more than the 6 figures. And then she walked out the job just like that. It took a whole year. And she determined, and I agree with her, that she will not go back. She got another job that was, $30,000, $40,000 less. She turned it down. She held on for a whole year. And now she makes $1,000 more than the old job. Solid six figures. Yes, it's a fight, it's a war, but you're going to win. This is your week of breakthrough and resurrection. I feel it in my spirit, even though we're doing this program in advance. Sunday morning resurrection will be filled with miracles right here. Amen. We'll be making decrees and releasing grace in all these dimensions that the Holy Spirit will release unto us to give to you. Put your resurrection seed in the ground. Use Zelle, Cash App, online giving, mail. However you get your seed in the ground, do it. Break free from Satan. Don't let him talk you out of it. He's lying to you. Without a seed, you won't even have food to eat. Without a seed, you won't exist. Without a seed, nothing works. You won't even get saved if the Father did not give Jesus. He sowed Jesus to get all of us. You must sow something to receive your breakthrough. Act on it today in Jesus' name. We thank God for you. This has been a powerful week, and we celebrate all of you that have been resurrected, all the miracles that has happened, those of you that received healing. Make sure you testify and seal your breakthrough with a thanksgiving offering. You'll make it permanent. It's not a money issue. These are the things God has taught us on the resurrection. God bless you. We love you. Happy resurrection. See you Sunday morning. Amen and amen.
Believe it, come on and shout to him. If you believe it, come on and shout to him.